Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2, brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Corey, good morning. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you, my friends?
Well, even more blessed now that you're here. So
you are. I mean, I'm glad to hear you acknowledge that.
Rex Road just got into a Mike Tyson-esque brawl with his microphone in response to it as well.
So
who won?
I think the microphone did,
as always.
So Corey, we talked about
what if Rex Road got that same face tattoo like Ed Helms did in The Hangover?
I mean,
that'd be sweet.
I think it kind of looked pretty sick.
Yeah,
it'd be pretty good.
I'm actually considering it.
What do we have to do to make that happen?
Well, you know, he's been working out a lot lately, so he's trying to to get there.
Oh, yeah, workout guy. By the way, would the Yankees be okay with the face tattoo since we just talked about the beard policy?
I don't know. That's a good question. Corey, I'm just glad the Yankees finally going to be able to get some good players now that they can all grow beards.
Yeah. Because, you know, spending money hasn't worked for them in the past.
Yeah, it does not. So, Corey, the Matthew Stafford situation, he has been given permission to talk with other teams, and we'll see what comes of that, if there's a trade that comes about, or if this is just a whole lot of talking going on to eventually come back to the Rams and those two sides work out a deal. What do you make of that situation with L.A.? If it's not Stafford, like, who are you going after at quarterback if you're the Rams, and how could Stafford impact the rest of the market, do you think?
Well, it's not surprising to me because I thought – during last season that this could possibly be Stafford's last year with the Rams because of his age and because of his finances and because, you know, Sean McVay has shown not afraid to move forward at that, you know, at other spots in the past. You know, for the Titans, you know, number one, how do you convince a 37-year-old quarterback that coming to a 3-win team is in his best interest? And then on top of that, you've already expressed an interest in having, 10 top 100 picks in the next 3 years? And, you know, if you trade for Matt Stafford, that's going to cost you some top 100 picks. So there's a couple things that make that problematic for the Titans. I mean, obviously, he would make them a lot better. I mean, he's still playing at a really high level. You know, so I think... Look, I think it's possible the Rams move on from him. What do they do at quarterback? I don't know. I think they, you know, clearly, you know, they have some ideas. Maybe they're in on Sam Darnold. Maybe they feel good enough that Sam Darnold can be their guy. Or maybe there's somebody else out there that they've got their eyes on that they think they can win with. I mean, I'm not really sure who that is. But eventually... You know, we all have to turn the page on things in our lives. And, you know, the really good sports franchises are the ones that aren't afraid to make the hard decisions and then tend to make them at the right time. And, you know, maybe they see something in Matt Stafford to say, you know what, we've seen the best of him and we need to just try to start figuring out what's next because financially we're not going to get the bang for our buck.
Yeah, and to your point, I feel like if that's where it's going to go, Darnold is the only thing I can come up with, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe they love someone in the draft, but I just that would kind of surprise me. So, but Darnold,
well, they'd have to get there. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, they're drafting. I don't know. They got to be in the 20s, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so they're not going to get either of the top two. So maybe they love Jackson Dart or something.
Tyler Shug, yeah. I mean, really, could be, you know.
They're 26, yeah.
26, so. Yeah. So we've been talking, Corey, about that in general, that topic at large, the reclamation QB, which obviously has become such a bigger thing in this league. Philosophically, have you changed at all on this? Like, philosophically speaking, I mean, the Titans obviously have one of the great examples in the last few years with what happened with Ryan Tannehill. But I've said, like, this is part of why I'm going to be even more selective in the draft, because quarterback movement has increased so much in this league that you can get good to very good, whereas you may get great if you draft at the top of the draft a rookie, but way more likely you're going to get nothing or very little from it. Do you look at it like this is a better way to go, more of a sound strategy now in this league?
If I was a coach looking to save my job, then yes, absolutely. And, you know, we talk about Ryan Tannehill being a reclamation. Yes, there was some of that, but he was a 4,000-yard passer, I believe, for the Dolphins. I mean, yep. He had some years where he put up a lot of yards. You know, he maybe didn't win real big there, but he had some positive production. You know, it was why he was such a good choice to be Mariota's backup, was because he was a proven commodity. And, you know, getting a proven commodity, you know, that's why, you know, I've advocated Derek Carr. You know, I know some people hate that choice, and that's fine. But Derek Carr is a proven commodity. He maybe hasn't won a ton, but he's got 4,000-yard seasons. He's completed a lot of passes. He's pushed the ball down the field. You know, and that's what makes Sam Darnold, you know, appealing now as well, is he's proven he can win in this league. Not in the playoffs yet, but he's proven he can lead a team to double-digit victories in the regular season. And we've all seen what a crapshoot, you know, what the draft is, no matter, you know, how much we like guys. I mean, people were splitting hairs on Ryan Leaf and Peyton Manning, and they couldn't have been more opposite once they got to this level. I mean, you know me, I love Caleb Williams coming out of the draft. I still like Caleb Williams and think he will be a good quarterback. But, I mean, he didn't have the rookie year that I and many expected. You know, that could be because of the organization. But also, I mean, look, it just didn't happen for him like we thought it would. And that's, you know, when you've got a guy who you know has done it at this level, I think there's a lot of value to that and a lot of security to that, especially, you know, if you're coming off the sting of a 3-win season.
Well, to that point, it's Combine Week. It's Rex Rhodes' favorite week of the sporting calendar year, when the NFL Combine gets underway.
Yeah, baby.
Is there anything specifically that you're intrigued by with the Titans brass this week? Keeping in mind that we know this time of year, Corey, a lot of the talking that goes on, some of it is probably what they believe, some of it is probably posturing. So how do you view the Combine and what you hope to hear from the Titans and Mike Borgonzi and company this week?
Well, I'm interested in what the kind of their branding is. Is, you know, are they going to endorse these quarterbacks or one of these quarterbacks, or are they going to just let it be known, hey, we're trading out, and whoever wants the pick, we'll give the best deal is going to get it. You know, because this is when everybody's together. This is when a lot of the talking happens, and you know, we talk about it being a talking season and the lying season. But what's the message that they want out, that they're interested in these guys or not? You know, because I think, you know, when they left the East Shrine game, you know, we got the reports of, boy, they really liked their meeting with Shedeur Sanders. And, you know, that's great, but, you know, no one's still seen Shedeur Sanders work out, and they're not going to see it in Indianapolis as well. You know, some of the initial stuff that we're starting to hear is already about their interest in trading out, and that's not surprising. But I think that's, you know, are they going to let it be known, you know, which way they're pushing their chips?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a good point. Ed on the text line says, a PSA is for all Titans fans. Prepare yourself for Titans were blown away by Cam Ward interview this week. Tis the season. Either it's the agent of the Titans that want that narrative out there. I could see that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, is Cam working out at the Combine?
We just know Shedeur is, but only because Ian Rappaport said his film will speak loudly for him. But Cam,
not.
I have not heard.
Yeah, Shador's not.
Yeah, Shador's not. So, you have to – I guess Shedeur only wants to throw to Travis Hunter.
I mean, honestly, I knew Shadur wouldn't, because if on the chance that Cam Ward was going to, he would suffer by comparison, I think, just in terms of the arm talent and the wow throws. So
you've seen that in the videos that they posted online.
Yeah. A lot of trash talk between those two. I love that. Which I kind of like.
I do too. But I hope Cam, I hope he throws. I feel like we're just going to have more and more top of whatever position deciding to do nothing at these things, don't you think?
Well, last year, Caleb and Jaden, neither of them threw.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the way things
are going. I think I probably said, Jaden, Dan, you got to throw. What are you doing?
Worked out okay for him. Corey, right. Couple things on the hockey front. Number one.
Oh, gosh.
What did you make of the Four Nations tournament, the final, everything involved with it, and what you think that could do for the sport? And secondly, this is in for just a painful close to the season here for the Predators. What do you make of now what's in front of Trotz as the deadline approaches?
Well, I'll start with Four Nations. I've always been a huge fan of international hockey. I've always found it superior to everything else. Like Stanley Cup hockey obviously is amazing, but I've always been a huge fan of Olympic hockey, and it's not just USA, Canada. When you get these guys playing for their countries, Finland, Sweden's a big deal to them, and I think the NHL and the Players Association have struck on something that's going to be really popular for a long time, and it's going to be interesting to see what variations and how they change it, to keep it fresh and to keep it moving forward, each year. Jared and I talked about it some Friday, some of the things that they could do. I don't know that it brings a ton of new fans to the table, but I think it does grow the sport. It put it in the spotlight. It was one of the most, heavily bet hockey game in 7 years or something. It obviously brought a lot of mainstream attention to the sport, which is very, very healthy for it. On the opposite spectrum, I got bamboozled by the Preds again on Saturday night, gave me some hope that, hey, maybe they're going to come back and finish strong. And then we saw last night. And I know that Coach Burnett said he saw a lot of things he liked on offense. And I get that from a coach perspective, but they scored zero goals.
Yeah.
And they have been shut out eight times with Marchessault, with Stamkos, with Forsberg, O'Reilly, Nyquist, Yossi. I mean, that shouldn't be possible. And then what's also mind-boggling is, you take Evangelista and Sissons. I think last year they combined for about 40 goals. Is that right?
In the neighborhood, yep.
And where are they at, about 11 right now?
It's not good. Evangelista in particular last night was brutal.
They're going to be lucky to get to 20. And I guess that's the bigger question for me is, with those guys and, Michael McCarron and a lot of these other secondary scorers, what happened to all those guys this year? I mean, did they all just have career years last year? And this is a revert to the norm? Or did everybody just dry up? I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking. And it's going to be a long slog to the finish. I think they got 26 games to go. I think they're 10 points ahead of the Sharks. So I don't think there's any way, unless they absolutely just crater, that they can approach the first pick. Probably looking at their third now, and that's probably going to be in the neighborhood that I'm going to guess they're going to pick at, because they have shown no ability to perform consistently, and after 56 games, there's no reason to expect that to change. I mean, the sample size is now big enough that what was the saying? Bill Parcells had this: your record says what you are.
What your record says you are. Yeah.
Yeah. This is what you are, and the tough decision for Trotz is, who does he get rid of? Who does he hang on to? Who can he get rid of? Who has the no move clause? Whose contract makes it very difficult to get rid of? Because at this point, none of it's working. And you know, you got some major questions to answer. And, you know, like we talked about last week, I guess the biggest positive you saw was Saros give up one goal Saturday night.
He looked really good Saturday. Yeah.
And if you can get him right the rest of the way, I think that would be, you know, a huge step forward as you look to the next season.
Corey, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Enjoy all the combine coverage this week. Rexrod's very excited about it, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
You going to go up there?
Yeah, we are loading up the News 2 caravan at 4 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, baby.
To get up there. Hopefully that gets us there in time.
What time is it tomorrow? We're finding out. What time is it tomorrow, the interviews?
9:15 and 9:30 Central Time.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Of course it is. Right after our show.
That's good stuff. Live.
Absolutely perfect. Enjoy. Say hi to everybody.
I will. You know, you're not going to be there? Because I was going to make a reservation for us at a tattoo shop.
I mean, maybe if you can get me drunk on shrimp cocktail, you know?
Ew. Thought of getting drunk on it sounds
well. You gotta get awful. Well the St. Elmo's shrimp cocktail.
You know, okay. My daughter's 12 years old now, and she brought up a really good point. We were at the grocery store, and she saw the clam juice on the aisle, and we were like, "That is disgusting. Who drinks clam juice?" And she's like, "Daddy, somebody drinks it, or it wouldn't be here." And I'm like, "You know what? Point. It's been in the grocery store in all my 54 years." So evidently, more people than Homer Simpson are drinking the clam juice.
I've never even heard of clam juice. This is a disgusting revelation that you've brought to me.
It's weird.
It comes in like a foggy white glass bottle.
Ooh, selling it.
There was actually an episode of The Simpsons where Homer was chugging clam juice.
Good. Yeah. A lot of Simpsons talk on today's program.
Simpsons Day.
It's good stuff. Thank you, Corey.
Later.
Corey Curtis, brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic, joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll react to what Corey had to say coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Again, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Rex Road's favorite week of the year. It's Combine Week. Really a shame he's not going to be there later this week.
I mean, how perfect is it that they talk right after the show ends tomorrow? Absolutely.
I mean,
perfect.
We probably should have guessed that. That's typically how.
I mean, I knew it would be after, but yeah, it could have been noon, and then you don't feel so bad, right? It's Chase and Big Joe.
Well, Robbie and Rex Road are off the air. 9:02. Let's get this thing going.
Yep. Chase and Big Joe again benefit from our misfortune.
Yeah. Good news is we can talk about it the next day. I mean, I know you're going to want to get as deep into the weeds of NFL Combine talk as we possibly can this week.
I am legitimately grateful that we have new commentary.
I am too.
I mean,
I am too.
We'll take it. We will get some information this week. A lot of it will be absolutely worthless, but it will be information that we can discuss.
I'm interested to see what the Cam Ward conversation looks like this week at the NFL Combine. That's about where my interest begins and ends this week with the NFL Combine. But, you know, the Titans and interviewing Cam Ward. What do they say about Ward and Sanders? Do they say anything at all? Do they say, yeah, we feel like, you know, both these quarterbacks are good players. Good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's
– I doubt very seriously they're going to get up there and do what Corey threw out there in terms of, like, hey guys, we're trading out of this thing.
Right.
Open for business. I'd love it if they did, but I doubt we're going to see that.
Yeah. That statement gets made, or the opposite of it gets made based on what they do in free agency. You know, this is the week right, and this is the time to continue to have an open mind to me and get into these conversations with both of those guys and see how it goes. And sometimes you do get blown away in those interviews. That can make a big difference. Again, you know, those sessions and then your visits too, you know, if you have them for visits, that's where the film, that's where you can learn a lot about what you're seeing on film. The questions you have on the film can be answered. Sometimes they're answered to your satisfaction, sometimes not at all. But that's all part of the process, and this is important. That part of it is. The other stuff, I don't know. Is Shadur, is he going to do the bench? Is someone do the three cones? Like, what? Who cares? I don't know.
Him. You're not going to throw. I wouldn't do anything else either. Like, no, I'm good. I'll talk to you.
Right.
That's about it. So.
Yeah. So, we'll see if Cam goes out there and wings it around. That'll be interesting to see if he decides to do that.
Yeah. That's about it.
There you go.
Looking forward to the combine.
Yeah. Well, next week is March. And then
right around the corner,
free agency is coming. Agency. So, you know, that's actually things happening.
He brought up the Predators there. You know, over the weekend, they get the win against Colorado in a game where I don't think they played over the great in that game, but their goalie did. So you win the game. Yesterday, they lose 5-0. And I, you know, to Corey's point, I hear what Andrew Burnett is saying. Like, they did have the puck a lot, and they did spend a lot of time in the offensive zone. It didn't lead to anything, and he didn't score. So, like, you know, it's the eighth time this year you've been shut out. At this point, we know that it's just going to be a disaster of a season. Now, you know, Corey talked about they're 10 points ahead of the Sharks, which they are. It is a lottery system, so you can still end up with the number one pick if you're the Predators. We'll see how things go. But, like, right now, honestly, we were having this discussion on Press Row this weekend. Like, it is what it is. You've gotten to this point. You're 56 games in. You need to start losing. Like, you need to start, you know, not that they've had much of a problem doing that this year, but, like, you're here now. So let's just take advantage of it and get you as high of a pick as possible.
Yeah. So you move Nyquist, maybe more than that. And in some cases, I think you just – the lineup gets younger to see some people and see some guys slash – yeah. You might lose a little more that way, right?
Yeah. Like, you know, look, they're doing a good enough job of that by themselves right now without having to switch the lineup around too much.
Right.
You know, they're 4 points back of Buffalo, who's 29th in the league. They're 7 points back of Seattle, who's 28th. So, like, they're pretty comfortably 30th right now. Like, they've got some wiggle room here to be 30th. You know, really is, like, can Chicago catch them? San Jose is bad. I don't think San Jose is going to catch them, but
it's a tradition.
Like, if you could end up, like, if you're a Predators fan at this point, and what I would love to know, like, if you're Barry Trotz at this point, and he'll never say this publicly, but, like, if you gave him, like, an honest moment and they told you that this is where you could end the season, 30th in the league, how many Predators fans / members of the front office would sign up for it at this point? Like, yeah, okay, cool. Let's take our shot at the draft here.
Darn near unanimous.
Yeah, like, I think it's got to be at this point. And I know, like, it's going to make for just a brutal last couple of months of the season here. It is.
Well.
And you look, I felt it walking in that room yesterday. Like, there is misery in that place right now.
Yeah.
And it ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, that's the thing. Especially would raise a hand to just not have to go through
right.
the next few weeks of hockey. We can get into this at some point this week, but there is, you know, I feel like the rest of the season is still kind of important for Andrew Brunette.
I would agree. I think we're drifting quickly into there's just not much of a choice you're going to have at the end of the year if things don't change. Like, you know, I was talking about this with people last night, and like you said, we'll get into this later this week in more detail, but, like, I do think at some point along the way here, like, you have to show that you can fix it, and he has not shown this year that he can fix it. So, I don't know what that's going to mean at the end of the year, but I know that that's going to be a heavy discussion as soon as the season ends. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. By the way, people yelling on the text line, apparently in the Simpsons episode it was crab juice, not clam juice.
Oh, well, that's much better.
We got a lot of, you know, there's one texter that says, you know, clam juice, an ingredient in so many good things. Have you ever had pasta with clams?
Yeah.
If it's white sauce, it's got clam juice in it.
Yeah.
Like in New England, the clam chowder. A lot of love for clam juice on the text.
I love some clam chowder. I love some possibly clams. And listen, if you've ever had Caesar salad and you get grossed out by putting anchovies in your Caesar salad, which is what I do every time I can, Caesar salad has anchovies in it. That's same gross. Thing.
Gross.
Try it. Try it one time.
I can't do it.
Yeah, everybody's giving me the big thumbs up. You guys have try it.
It's a
try
mental
it
block,
time.
Man. Can't do it.
They're very salty.
615-737-1025. Our phone number. I got more of your thoughts to get to on our text line. We will get back into the quarterback discussion. A couple of your thoughts to get to on the Preds as well. We'll do all that next. Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Nashville's best deal this week is from Barrio Burrito Bar in Murfreesboro. At Barrio Burrito Bar, every bite is a celebration of fresh ingredients, vibrant spices, and bold flavors dancing on your taste buds like a fiesta in your mouth. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals and get half off a $25 gift card while supplies last. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Row taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. A lot of different thoughts on the combine part of this. Dennis on the text line saying, you know, what if the Titans would have been blown away by Shedeur Sanders coming in for a drill? You'll never know now that the combine, he's not participating in it. Because they'll have to be really intently watching his pro day.
The three cone might have been like, uh-oh, did you see that three cone? All right, that's our guy.
Is Deion going to be over there yelling in the pro day? Is he running the drills?
Oh, man. Yeah, the whole Deion thing will be interesting. How visible or actually not visible is he? Obviously, you know, he'll be there on draft night.
Sure.
He'll say stuff publicly. You know, he's got a team right now getting ready for spring practice.
He does.
Is he going to just be hovering?
I'm sure.
He's like helicopter dad through this whole thing.
I'm sure spring practice in Boulder could be interesting. How cold is it out there right now?
I don't know. It's always a little weird in the mountains, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's 48 there right now.
I was going to say, sometimes it's not as bad as you might think.
Oh, it's fine. They're in the 60s all week.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be fine.
Well, there you go. Look.
Time the middle of March rolls around, it'd be in tropical paradise up there.
Exactly.
No wonder he stayed. He worried about Shedeur and Travis Hunter leaving.
I've never been to Boulder, but I've heard nothing but
good. I've driven through it. It's very nice.
I've heard nothing but great things.
Very nice. I enjoyed it. Yeah, you know, honestly, I could not care less about Shedeur not throwing at the NFL Combine.
It's the reality of the, like, anybody who wants to isolate a player and rip on him for that, like, you, which I, someone who works here loves to do this crap.
Yeah.
Like, look at the big picture and understand that this is what agents across the league have come to, which is, why are we doing anything that might hurt us if we're that high in the draft right now based on the football?
You're going to see
so
more.
You have, it's going to, this is just the norm now. So you can hate it, but you have to at least try to put it into context.
Well, and again, at the end of the day, what does it mean? What does it mean to perform well at the combine? Is it nice? Sure. But again, like, Anthony Richardson is an NFL combine all-star. How has that – what has that done for the Colts? Like, how has that played out for him on the field? Not saying that it's never important. Like, you know who else had a really good NFL combine? DK Metcalf. He had a pretty darn good NFL combine.
Yes.
And it showed that, wow, this guy's very explosive and has a lot of physical tools that make him – an incredible receiver, and he's been very good in the NFL.
Like, it makes no sense that he ran that time with that body.
Right.
And so he has played out to be a great receiver.
So he's not – it's not totally irrelevant, but, like, it's not the be-all, end-all that I think for a while too many people made it out to be. Like, it's like, well, you better have a good combine. It's like, okay. It's important. It's not that important.
It's such a tiny, tiny fraction of importance compared to the film and the football that you played, which is the stuff I like, which is like when people play sports and then you can watch them play sports. And it's funny how that matters way more than any of this stuff. So, yeah, Metcalf is a very good example of someone who helped themselves. There are others for sure, but a lot of times that's also like, it's like, okay, so you just went from the eighth back to the fourth back or something like that because you just dominated the combine. Again, that's valuable. That's great. But how much are we at the very top of this draft for the players that we generally talk about through the whole process? How much does this thing matter? It matters most in terms of the impression they make on the teams when they talk to them.
We brought up the Matt Stafford thing with Corey. So he's been given permission to speak with other teams, kind of get a gauge of where his market value is. And I think largely the expectation around the league is that he's eventually going to end up back with LA and they're going to work out some sort of new deal. However, you know, anytime you start opening the dialogue to talk to new teams, that is at the very least interesting. And who knows, something could come for that via trade. We'll see. How do you view
the Stafford part of this, where it has now gotten to with the Rams, and where you expect it to ultimately end up.
Very fascinated by this thing. You know, I don't think this is going to end up impacting the Titans much unless this leads to Darnold to the Rams, in which case, obviously, I mean, I think that is a legit and potentially good possibility for the Titans. But are the Rams saying, oh, okay, you think you're worth so much? Go check it out. Or are they earnestly saying, go find a deal. We will do our best to make this happen. You want to go be with your brother-in-law, the Giants? Go see what they'll pay you, and we'll see what we can get from them. I don't know. I guess, if you're a Rams fan, what does a Rams fan think about this? I mean, the guy won you a Super Bowl. He's still really good, I think.
He is good.
You can do way worse than him. You were a surprising team in the NFL last year, in part because of a couple picks on the defensive side of the ball that came right in and made you again a difficult defensive front to deal with. You got a really promising young receiver, although Nacua's injury rate right now is a little bit alarming.
Yeah.
But I would want to build around him, pay him, and try to win next year. If you move on from him, yes, Darnold cheaper, so you could do more if you get Darnold and you get picks. Okay. If you really like Darnold and you get picks with him and it's cheaper than Stafford and you can improve yourself more possibly, but is Darnold that good? Is he good enough? If I'm a Rams fan, I'm kind of annoyed by this.
Well, and is Darnold going to become available? Well, and if he does,
yeah, there like, is that
does,
too.
Does Minnesota tag him? So, like, if you let's say you end up trading Stafford and you get picks back, are you sending those picks immediately to Minnesota for Darnold? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know
One
how it's going to work out with Darnold here. It's going
to
be interesting to see what that looks like. But like, to win, like, is Darnold what you're hitching your wagon to if you're Sean McVay? Like, Sean McVay got a first-hand look at one of those two dumpster fires at the end of the year from Darnold.
Now, it's one game. It had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, like, it's one game. So, you know, in his case, it's two games at the end of the year. But, you know, the Rams did it to him one time.
And they did dominate them up front.
They did. So, how much weight does that hold with Darnold and what he is moving forward? I don't know. Like, if I'm Sean McVay, and certainly if I'm Sam Darnold, like, if I'm not back in Minnesota – L.A. is not a bad spot to be with McVay and that offense that they run. So there's a lot, I think, to like about it there. I would just be interested, like, is Darnold their plan long-term at quarterback if he breaks loose here?
Yeah, because –
makes the most sense to me to just bring Stafford back and see if you can be competitive here in the next couple years.
Yeah, so maybe they just – they're hoping he goes out there, it's not as good as he hopes, and then they can – I mean, I think they have to pay – I think they have to pay him more.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little bit more reasonable on their end, and then everybody's happy. He has checked it out. Okay, maybe it's not quite what I hoped. Let's get the gang back together. That's probably what will happen, but it is an interesting situation.
615-737-1025, our phone number. A couple more of your thoughts to get to on our text line. We'll do that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Nick Keys are here with you on this Monday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Trip from Mount Juliet says, the combine shows athletic prowess, but in the NFL, you need to be able to read and react, especially at the quarterback position.
Play football.
Like, I agree with that. Now, look, again, the combine and the testing and the physical stuff, I mean, it's not unimportant. Like, you know, if you have high-level athletic traits and you're able to run a 4.440 and get yourself out of trouble and you've got an arm where you can launch the ball 80 yards, that's a lot of physical gifts that could be very useful at the NFL level. I guess my point is it's not everything. It's not the be-all, end-all for you to be an elite NFL combine performer. And we talk about this every year. You know, it's interesting. You get into this time of the year, and it's like you spend so much time as a prospect, like getting ready to be drafted and training for the combine and training for the drills. And it's like, all right, then you have to get back to like conditioning yourself to train to play football. Like, it's two different things. And it's always interesting how we get caught up in all this every year. And how there's always examples every year of NFL combine workouts that looked really, really good, and you think you might have something, and then the season comes around, and there's, you know, they're nowhere to be found on your roster. Or guys that maybe didn't test all that well that end up being critical players for you down the stretch. It happens every year in the league.
What did Brock Purdy do? Was he not at the combine? He probably wasn't, right?
I don't know. I mean, he was Mr. Irrelevant, so he didn't do enough at the combine if he was.
Yeah. Yeah, look, it's worth doing the drills. You want to measure everyone. Measuring cheek size, yes, as whatever that was from. So now I've gotten to the point where I'm imitating our drops. Measuring hand size, this is important for the quarterbacks. You know? Don't want to be fumbling all the time. And, again, the drills are good. There's certain athletic markers that you need to hit. To me, it'd be great if it was like the old days where it's like, you know, I don't even know if anybody publicly even reported this stuff. Here's a spreadsheet of how everybody tested.
Yeah.
See you at the draft. But by golly, the NFL is going to make a TV show out of everything. And I'll continue to complain about it, and nothing's going to change. So at some point, I should probably just shut up.
Remember when they were floating the idea out there of like moving the combine around?
Well, I don't think that's dead. I mean, it keeps coming back to Indy.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Like, it's a good setup. Everybody knows where everything is, and it's like, it just makes sense. But they're going to keep pushing that idea because they want to make everything an event. And we've made an event out of, here's the schedule for next year, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, someone on the text line talking about, you know, the character issue thing when people don't test. Again, man. If you're a prospect, you have an agent, you pay your agent well, and I don't think the agents are wrong for the most part. It's like if you are at the top of the draft.
Yeah.
Now, if we get to the point where guys who are trying to prove themselves are really battling for a spot in there aren't testing, then to me I'm like, okay, well, so you got a real weakness you don't want to show.
Right.
So the top of the draft players not testing, we should stop talking about it. It's just how it's going to be, and it makes sense. Now, if we get to the point where tons of players, including like middle round picks, aren't testing, that to me is like, man, your 40 sucks. Let's just hope the film's good enough. And that I would view that as a red flag. If I'm a team and you're not clearly at the top of the draft, get out here and show me what you got.
Well, is Shedeur Sanders clearly at the top of the draft?
Well, he's clearly a top two quarterback, and He's clearly a top two quarterback, and I think everybody knows his selling point is his intelligence and his accuracy, and that stuff doesn't blow you away to combine.
Right.
So, to me, he's a guy who, like, if Cousins, I don't even remember if Cousins was invited or not to the combine. I don't know. He probably was. You know, that's the type of guy that goes out there and it's like, well, okay, he throws it okay. That's not a huge arm. Now, the film says, man, that ball is out and is accurate all the time. Turns out to be a good quarterback in the NFL. Combine wasn't going to help him. I guarantee you, if he did throw at the combine, it didn't help him, which is why he went in the fourth round. And before the combine, Cousins, a lot of people thought he was going to be a second-round pick.
I mean, according to NFL.com's combine profile, Kirk Cousins ran a 4.93,
oh boy,
40-yard dash.
How exciting.
A 28.5 vertical jump and did the three-cone drill in 7.05 seconds.
I'm not brushed up on my three-cone, but the other two were like exactly what I would expect. Like, so good for him for going out there and competing, right? I'm glad we brought him up. So, coming out, I covered him in college. People were thinking, yeah, he's about a second-round pick. So then he goes there and shows he's a total non-athlete, and he goes in the fourth round. If you would go back in time, if you're his agent, would you say, hey, Kurt, let's not do this crap?
Probably so, yeah.
So, yeah, it's like if you can go out there and blow people away like Anthony Richardson, the combine helped him clearly.
He didn't do the bench press.
Cousins didn't?
No benching for Kirk.
That might have made all the difference.
You know, what's amazing, like they've got all these testing numbers for like, you know, vertical jump, three-cone drill, 20-yard shuttle, all these things. I bet the accuracy drill, I bet he was elite, man. Like, how on target was Kirk Cousins with these drills? How do you measure it?
Yeah, I would hope he would have been good at that. I mean, that was his big selling point, you know. But again, it's like, how much can the combine measure, you know, quick decisions?
I'll just never forget, we were doing the show while the workout was going on, and it was when Zach Wilson got out there at the combine.
Right, right.
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't even remember if it was the combine or his pro day. It was one of the two. And he got out there, and he made this off-platform crossbody throw that was like 55 yards on a dot. And apparently that was a selling point for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. He's the number two quarterback in the draft.
I think that was his pro day, but yes.
And then you watch him play, and you're like, he sucks. Right. Like, what are we doing here?
Exactly. Well, again, Jamarcus Russell. Holy cow. Oh, my God. All the arm talent in the world. Great, but he can't play.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson can't play. So, you know, go with the film. And go with, and then talk to them, talk through the film with them, and that gives you way more than any of this stuff. But what a week it'll be.
I'm looking forward to it. We will get into the Predators, Andrew Brunette discussion tomorrow on the show. A lot of people want to talk about that, so we will get into that tomorrow here on the program. Chasing Big Joe is coming up next. That does it for us today. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.